he'll be again, right? And I'm going to hang on to the whole long time. Once I found out that one thing was $3,
I've been through some trials in my life, and it's like, oh my goodness, you know, how much more can I? But through it all, I think that not much more can I do with my present. Oh my goodness, that was a state that I get in those days. It took me a long time to get it. I got it on the front of my present.
Thank you.
God having his hands behind him, and all of tied up, we can't do a thing for it.
Well,
we have to kind of lose, let God have his way in our life.
So be careful for that. Take everything
by prayer and supplication of thanksgiving. Let your request be known unto God.
And pass these things over with him.
He is my best friend. He's my husband. He's my best friend. He's, you know, my mate.
Whatever I'm going through, I can take it to him and pray.
And I could also text other people saying, hey, I'm going to prayer and spoken request or whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Take it with
you. Isn't it? A lot of times, grammatically speaking, I guess, a lot of times there are writings that are done in Greek. In the English language, they could be reversed. Mm-hmm. It could be, I guess, I hate to say it that way, but the only way I can describe it is they come out as being backwards.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, here in this translation kind of helps me to see that this is probably one of those times in the translation where it is
exactly
backwards.
Okay.
It's a God in the guy that looks ahead.
Wow.
That's right. That's Jehovah Jireh, our provider.
Yeah.
Right? And the Bible goes on to describe that name as the one who looks ahead and makes provisions. He's got provisions out there for his people. That's why when he dies, he provides.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying? So when he brings you into a place, there are provisions already there. He's not putting provisions so you can go there. The provisions are already there because he needs you. You follow what I'm saying?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
So a lot of times people think, well, I'm in a situation, so now I need a job. Well, it's sort of the same in the human translation. He says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. So I think that if we switch it around, and we say, pray about everything, well, that's why you want to pray about everything.
Amen.
Amen. We can talk to God about everything.
Yes.
Right? Talk to him about everything. Well, you can even talk to him about what's coming up next.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What about that? You know, people say, well, you know, I never thought about that. Mm-hmm. Well, just because you never thought about that don't mean that God forgot
it. Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So we have to begin to allow ourselves to go to the Holy Spirit.
Right.
You know, help me with my memory. Mm-hmm. A lot of the things done nowadays, you know, when you get a little bit older, or when you got a lot on your mind, you can be young, have a lot on your mind. Things are just free. You know, you'll be trying to remember what you said last week, and you can't. You just can't remember. You got to come to somebody and say, well, they were there. Let me find out. So they'll tell you, you know what? I don't remember that part. Like, oh, I didn't know. So you have to call on the Holy Spirit. So why not just ask them at the beginning? Say, Holy Spirit, you have to help me with this. You know, you remind me. You're going to have to need to remind me of these things.
And he does.
And he does.
That's right.
My mom has asked me already.
Well, when the Holy Spirit is in, he brings these things back to my
remembrance. You know what I'm saying? Because, look, I look at it this way. Jesus said, the Holy Spirit will remind you of things that I told you.
Right,
right.
Right.
So, when he tells you things,
right,
you know, I'll bring it back to the Holy Spirit. Or, you know, just remind me of this because this is what you already told me.
Mm.
So, you know, just remind me of it. Our minds don't work the way that they were designed to work, darling.
Right.
We only work at probably a 10% capacity, you know. And so what we got to do is we got to use every little bit that we got. I'm telling you, and people don't see it that way, but that is exactly the way it is. Well, I realize we're running out of time.
Yeah, there's people younger than I am that can't remember what they had for breakfast yesterday.
But you know what, though? Bless God. God is working on this. And all the receive, folks,
amen.
Do you believe that Jesus, that the God that we're talking about today, is a God that you would like to serve? Because if you don't serve him, you can. All you got to do is repent. This is what he's trying to make you say. Repent and be baptized. Jesus said, come to me, and I will give you rest.
Yeah,
that's right. I will give you that peace, God, understand it. That peace that we talked about today, you can have it. Just tell the Lord, Lord, I'm sorry. I've been a spiritual outlaw. I've sinned against you, my fellow man, and my own body. But I'm sorry, and I'm asking you to receive me back. If you meant that with all of your heart,
well, God has said
yes to you. God is going to give you his peace, and he's going to bring you back into the fold. That's right, bring you back, because you did once alone. We'll see you next time.
D-A-W-H, Palau. This is World Harvest Radio, the shortwave ministry of Family Broadcast Corporation. To find schedules, technical information, and a link to stream this station, visit WHR.org. That's WHR.org. Thanks for listening to World Harvest Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Well, Democrats claim
that yesterday's appearances by the former special counsel in the Russia probe, Robert Mueller, before two House committees could still be a launching pad for an impeachment inquiry. The president's personal attorney, Jay Sekulow, says nothing new came out of those hearings. And he says,
it was interesting to me about these statements about, Bob Mueller says we can't exonerate the president. Bob Mueller can exonerate himself. The special counsel can't exonerate.
Ricardo Rosello says he will resign as governor of Puerto Rico on the 2nd of August. This demonstrator in San Juan saying,
it's not over. We're done with the governor. There will come nothing more. There needs to be reform. There needs to be new government.
Rosello recently found to have said scandalous things about women, gays, and others in a series of messages with his associates. And this is USA Radio News.
There's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, and you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.99. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. All MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Liberty Mutual Insurance.
When generic insurance takes hold and has the man in one flight with Bird teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission?
Their relationship?
Best friend. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spoke team.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurance. State laws apply.
Corrections officials out of jail in Manhattan say that billionaire financier Jeffrey Epstein was found injured in his jail cell. He was reportedly found last night on the floor of his cell in a semi-conscious state with marks on his neck. Investigators have not yet determined what happened to him, but they say he will be kept on a suicide watch, as Epstein has pleaded not guilty to federal conspiracy and sex trafficking charges. It's a record-breaking $5 billion fine to Facebook over the company's privacy policy. The FTC Chairman Joe Simons announcing it yesterday.
This settlement is the result of an exhaustive investigation. We've concluded that Facebook betrayed the trust of its users and deceived them about their ability to control their personal information.
The Pentagon says North Korea has in recent hours fired two short-range missiles. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedom. Liberty HealthShare brings you healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor.
The liberty of choosing your own hospital.
Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for your entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Congressional efforts to block arms sales to Saudi Arabia being stopped by the White House, the president vetoing the two bipartisan measures that were passed by Congress to halt sales to the Saudis and the United Arab Emirates. A well-known foreign actor has passed away.
Rutger Hauer, best known for his role as antagonist Roy Batty in 1982's Blade Runner, has died at the age of 75.
Time. Time. Time.
died in his native country, the Netherlands, after dealing with an illness. Power also starred in Sin City, Batman Begins, the original Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and Lady Hawk. He won a Golden Globe in 1988 for his role in a World War II television movie, Escape from Sobibor. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And listen up, handy guys. If you have this type of table saw, you'll want to know about it. The Consumer Product Safety Commission issuing a recall for the saw. It was sold at Lowe's because of fire safety concerns. They said a Porter Cable 10-inch table saw has caused more than 60 fires. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News.
If you need prayer, there is someone by the phone with their Bible ready to pray with you 24 hours a day. Call the Mercy Prayer Line at 011-574-291-1010. Prayer is powerful. So call right now and find the answer to your need. 011-574-291-1010. And thanks for listening to World Service Radio.
Would you like to begin a radio missions outreach program? This time is available. Call us today. International code 011-574-291-8200.
You will live.
This is World Harvest Radio, bringing you the best in contemporary Christian music.